Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelli, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Welcome, everyone, to ActiveSpirituality.life. This is week 33 of 2023, and Pam's going to let us know all about the week starting Monday, the 14th of August, after which I will come back and do our little 10-minute meditation. And please remember to send us your thoughts if you're enjoying our weekly program. Please remember to send us a donation to keep us going. We offer this for free and have done so for many years. And we really would appreciate a bit of help in keeping us up on the air. So please consider donation. Okay, week 33, what's in store for us, Pam?
Okay, here we go. And we do want to thank those people who do donate. We are so grateful. And if nothing else, it's wonderful to get affirmations that people are enjoying listening to this, even just little emails or hellos or shares when we post. We love that because we think this information is very valuable, especially in the way that in these times, which are challenging, absolutely no doubt about that. Not only do I like to think this, but my clients, friends, and daughter tell me that optimism about the future is really helpful because there's a lot of, it's very easy to do the negative spin. Soothsayers, fortune tellers, people who predict, forecasters have done that for years. Nostradamus, Mayan calendar. I mean, there's so many famous examples. And in these times we're in, which are so cataclysmic, and yes, it's about profound transformation. And we may feel powerless. You as an individual may feel powerless, but do not buy into the hype, because great power happens when we gain critical mass of not just positive thinking, but absolute anticipation for the future to be brilliant. When we trust that, so it's not really even about believing or thinking. It certainly isn't about thinking. It is about trust that there's an intelligence that's unfolding, but the operative word is intelligence. And so don't buy in to the dumbing down of what human evolution can absolutely be. And human evolution is cooperative. It works with the entire biosphere and universe. It is not exclusive. It's not hubris. It's not human beings can change it. The evolution piece is that we are working in tandem, collectively, collaboratively. And what's the hubris piece has been trying to get the universe, the earth, the biosphere to bend to human will. And that's not going to happen. So here we are, August 14th. This is a great week, in my opinion. So here's where we begin. August 14th, the moon is in the sign of Cancer in the wee hours. It's the nurturing, the kind of recharging, refreshing. Ideally, we have a morning where we can really, if you like to stretch and take your time in the morning, this is a perfect morning for that. You want to feel nested. You want to feel sheltered. You want to feel nurtured. The moon has gone void, of course, at 3:46 a.m. on Monday the 14th Eastern time. So the dream state is incredibly healing, nurturing, reviving. And whether you're an early riser or you're still in bed, this is a time to allow yourself that getting infused with the connection to the great womb of the universe from which all dreams, manifestation, visioning comes. The moon enters Leo at 6:36 a.m. So we're starting to get that big charge of fire energy, fixed fire, which is focused. It's saying, okay, where do we take the dream, the concept, the vision, the hope, the trust, the courage? Leo is very courageous. I mean, yes, there's the cowardly lion. The cowardly fat comes in the great love. Leo's the heart. So when we love so much, we know that we can be crushed. But there's also tremendous courage in love, because it takes courage to love, because we know we will be crushed. It's not that the beloved will hurt us, but when the beloved hurts or something happens to the beloved, we hurt. And when we love the earth, the universe, animals, children, humanity, then we are crushed on a daily basis. But the more important piece is to love, to just continue to let the rose bloom and unfold. That is the beauty of the strength of the lion, courage of the lion, the unfolding rose, the great heart. So once the moon enters Leo, this is a delicious couple of days where we just keep meeting that sense of crossing the fear into the courage, crossing the fear into the courage. And it's a stripping away of the things that prevent us from full blossoming, because this is a dark of moon period. The new moon happens on the 16th. So right now, what we're doing is we're sloughing off layers, things that no longer work, that no longer fit. And it takes courage to do that, because Leo, again, being a fixed sign, we are attached. Boomers may feel this especially, because boomers were born when Pluto was in the sign of Leo. So there's a lot of attachment in that generation to things that they identify with as things that have to do with ego, with pride. But we're at a point in our lives where we have to strip off the illusion of what we're attached to, because what we're really attached to is what I said earlier, that courage, that blossoming, the love. That is more important than anything else. It's more important than anything else. And it is shape-shifting. It's not, you know, it's not what it was, but it's what it is and what it's becoming and what it always will be. As we let go of attachments, whatever they may be, and I'm not just talking to people of a certain generation, I'm talking about any artificial attachments that keep you stuck. Those are the things you want to shed over the next 48 hours, because they aren't appropriate for moving into this new moon energy in the sign of Leo. That's very much about the divine child and the unfolding into a sense of great creativity and expectation. On the other end of this spectrum, think of the next Pluto in fire generation, which was Sagittarius, which is Sagittarius. That's the Gen Zs. These are the warriors. These are the ones that are looking forward and saying, hey, you know, okay, the planet is burning. Let me roll up my sleeves and see what I can do. Because if we're going down in flames, we're not going down easy. These young people are passionate. They are exuberant. They dance. They believe. They move forward. Not everybody. But as a generation, they are not encumbered by attachments of what could be. They're thinking more about what is and what's possible. And so work in tandem with that energy. Think about how we can launch into whatever we are in the position of becoming, because that's where we're at. This dark of moon period says, what could we become? Don't superimpose what you want it to be. Allow it to be possibilities you can't even dream about because we're in the dark of the moon. It's like we have blinders on. We can't even see all the potential, but we can trust it's there and move towards it. That sense of there is light ahead and I am moving towards it in a magnetic attraction way. So very positive day when we shed layers. If you're feeling stuck, move from it. Don't allow it to encumber you. Do not be stuck. Put it away, throw it out, decide you're done with it. Decide you'll look at it in a couple of months, but don't let it keep you stuck. So on Tuesday, there's a lot of activity of do this, have this, let's get together, let's be here, what about this idea? And things come in fast and furious, especially in the evening. And you decide, you are the gatekeeper of what keeps you or what you're releasing from. Do not get thrown. And we don't get thrown when we're not stuck. So the important element on Tuesday is do not embed your feet too solidly into one place. Think more in terms of how can I move from place to place? If you're not steady on your feet, then be sitting somewhere where you know you can react or do what you need to do when you have to do it. The word react needs to be filtered through an intelligence that says, how do I want to respond? As I always say, I wish I always did it. So especially in the evening, we don't want to be thrown by things that fly in too fast. Be prepared to duck. Be prepared to move in another direction. Be prepared to say, hey, you know, that's a better way to go. But do not get thrown. So because the new moon happens on Wednesday, on the 16th, Tuesday evening's a really good evening to kind of do your new moon preparation. Whatever your plans are for the lunar cycle, whatever your wishes may be, go to sleep with a sense of trust that they will unfold and you are a willing participant in how that happens. Wednesday the 16th, the new moon sparks at 5:38 a.m. Eastern Time. And then we are in this really charged period. There's a Mars-Uranus picture in the sky, which is a trine. So that's a juicy, good, feeding itself aspect. So this is, wow, you know, the dream that came in and gave inspiration, the idea that comes across and you're acting on it, the sense of energy that you may have. It's like, wow, now I can move with this. If you'd been feeling low energy and didn't really have momentum, and some of us have been feeling this for a while, because again, planetary pictures, how it's hitting your individual horoscope, there's a sense of stasis. How can I move? A sense of being stuck, as I said. With this new moon, that stuckness doesn't have to be you. I sort of remember Alice in Wonderland, you know, about her having the muchness. Well, you get the muchness when you get rid of the stuckness. So we move into this wonderland of opportunities, which isn't necessarily what we've known before. And that's what's in front of us at this new time. So with all the spin about disaster, and I am in no way downplaying the concerns. I am in no way downplaying concerns, especially ones that have to do with climate change. But the energy that is so much about transitioning into change, allowing us to move with whatever we need to do very quickly to work with what's before us, is right here. It's allowable. But we have to gain that critical mass of people demanding that this happen. And as we know, it's not enough to take example of the United States, what the majority of citizens think. That majority of systems, citizens has to mobilize in ways that make the giant juggernaut of resistance change. So this is possible. The 16th, that new moon, is just totally supported to jump in to gear and energy. Yes, it goes void, of course, just as it strikes. But with that Mars Uranus in that juicy time of when it's void, it's like we're greasing the machine. We're saying, okay, we're taking a little time out. We're making sure everything's in place the way it needs to be. Because once that moon enters Virgo at 7:14 p.m., then we know the direction we're going. So that day of the new moon, as those who've heard me a while are thinking, wow, she's saying the moon is void for almost 12 hours. Well, yes, I am. And actually over 12 hours. And in that time, it's void in the position of Leo. So we want to listen well to especially voices of youth, fire energy, divine child. It's void. And it's saying, okay, generations before didn't know how to make this happen. But those older generations can work with youth and move this quickly. It is possible. And it's about reflecting, moving past the stuckness into the muchness. I like that. Okay. So moon in Virgo, very healing, deep energy. Service-oriented, release from the ego into what's most important. And I recommend anyone who hasn't read it, Eckhart Tolle's New Earth, anyone who has read it, I just recently have done a reboot with it. It's very helpful, especially with this ego separation piece, especially now. And so Thursday, the 17th, is a day where we want to make sure we have the right partners. If somebody's bumming you out, if somebody's really like totally negative, don't go there. You don't have to spend time with them. If you do have to spend time with them, again, that ego separation piece, really, really helpful. Because you need partners that are with you on creating that new earth, that new paradigm. That's what we need. So as an astrologer, I look at the news every day. I look at many different publications very, very quickly because I can do that. I'm an Aquarius. I actually am hardwired to multitask, not as much as the Gen Zs or those, but I can do that. So I skim through a lot of stuff. BBC, the Wall Street Journal. I read a lot of stuff with mixed perspectives because I'm an astrologer. I need to understand what is in the mass consciousness, but not everybody needs to do that. So if some habit of yours is bumming you out, don't do it. Take a spiritual hygiene break. Perfect time to do it. Moon in Virgo with a lovely trine at the end of its passage to Pluto. This is about doing what you have to do to prepare you and make you able to be one of those warriors moving in to make the new world happen. And it's doable. It's totally doable. But you have to safeguard your psyche. And so on Friday, fabulous day for just continuing to kick in, feel that energy surge, know that you can do, make things happen. I was talking to somebody yesterday about how Pluto and Scorpio generation, millennial, and, you know, that bumming out about everything is dying, everything's falling apart. So why bother, you know, keeping the, in this case, the art legacy alive? And my perspective is, well, yeah, I mean, that's the way you could look at it. But what if you're wrong? What if you're wrong and you haven't done your due diligence? The work you needed to do for the trust that this will live after you. So if things are bumming you out, what if you're wrong? Because you are your healer, your ultimate healer. As I said, fabulous day on the Friday, the 18th, and really productive, really healing, really therapeutic. On Saturday, the 19th, the moon goes void, of course, at 4:51 a.m. and it enters Libra at 7:53 a.m. And so these next couple of days are lovely for continuing to connect culturally and creatively with the people you know who are in that frame of possibilities. Let the possibilities explode, flourish, and bloom like that infinite rose. And now I turn it over to Susan.
I like that idea. Infinite potential?
Yeah.
Just go for it. Just think as high and wide and broad as you can. Okay.
Not think, trust.
Do, trust. Yeah, maybe, I don't know, trust is a...
Unfold. It's not in the head.
Let it happen.
It's not in the head. It's in the heart. That's why thinking is the wrong verb.
Okay. Let's take that into our meditation. So I invite everyone to take a nice place of quiet, of solitude, of peace. And as you take a few deeper breaths, just noticing how you feel, just tapping in for a few seconds. And just for a few moments, let's just notice what it is that we see as a restriction, that we see as a limitation. So my body, for example, is this big. The skin I tend to see as the border between me and the rest of the world. But we all know that energetically we have a really big bubble of energy around us that can actually be quite big. Some people have felt heart energy, we could say inches or meters or even miles away. And if we consider the quantum universe, or we consider energy as being boundless, we can think of feeling energy from way across the world, from another place, another country, maybe even another galaxy. So just notice what you feel. Where is the beginning of everything else, and where is the end of you? Or is there a kind of osmotic membrane where some things are in, some things are out, there's movement? Just notice how you feel. Notice how you think about that too. And notice how you think about everything else in your life, your abilities or your skills. Notice what you think about your own education, the things that you have formally learned. How much does that restrict you or empower you or encourage you? Have a look at all of the things that you have done in your life, your experiences. Maybe the different things that you have done around your job or around your home life or in your fun time. Notice all the different things that you might have seen or read or learned, or places that you've traveled. Perhaps visualize yourself in this way, that you have created a giant web, and all the places that you've been, all the people that you've met, visualize it as a giant map. All of the beings that you've had any connection with, see how big your life has been. See if you feel like your life could be bigger, that you could be doing different things. Start to just expand now. Feel in the beginning, just feel your energy field. So we don't stop where our skin stops. Sure, our skin is containing all of our body, everything inside of us, but there is also an energy field that is unlimited. And now, as if you're like creating, you're creating now, you're creating a stronger and more vibrant energy field from the heart center. Feel like you're putting all the ingredients in now: love, compassion, understanding, freedom, kindness. Feel all of those things going into that pot, and you're starting to stir it up. You're preparing it, and now you're beginning to broadcast that energy. And send that energy out perhaps think of people that you love, beings that you love. And in the beginning, just send it to them. And it's coming from an unlimited source within you. It's not a finite amount of energy. It's unlimited. So feel that just coming up and coming out of you, and you're broadcasting it out to the people that you love, and then start to broadcast it out to all beings everywhere. And then feel any place in your mind where you are feeling limited, whether it's your body and the structure of your body, whether it's some sort of disease process that you're struggling with, whether it's something to do with your mind, your living circumstances, your job, your abilities. Think of all of your strengths, all of what you might consider your weaknesses, and begin to amplify everything, make everything stronger. Your weaknesses become strengths, your strengths become superpowers, and just allow everything to grow unlimited. Your skill, your happiness, your bank account, your ability to thrive in this world. Think of everything as growing, along with your generosity, your kindness, your intelligence, your intuition. And especially your kindness, your selflessness, that you are able to be generous and kind and selfless, and broadcast this out to all beings everywhere. Broadcasting it out to all beings everywhere in a way that is so easy for you. It's so easy to do this. It comes from such a place of joy and freedom and ease. And with each breath, you're increasing this energy for yourself and for all beings everywhere. And in your mind and in your heart are the thoughts that may all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be without suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be without genuine joy, free of suffering. May they abide with great impartiality, free of preference, attachment, and aversion. May all beings be boundless, enjoy boundless happiness, enjoy boundless freedom. And as we take a few deeper breaths, feeling that tremendous energy within ourselves, gently take a few deeper breaths, open our eyes, love now. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Pam, and see you all next week.
You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinelli of activespirituality.life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, activespirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.